from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America, this is your weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. This is your Minuteman, Robert Hensley, coming to you live from parts unknown, still on the road. But there's been a new development this week. Saw this story in the news and just had to share it. So we all know that there are five nucleobases that make up all the DNA and RNA on the planet Earth. Adenine, guanine, cytosine, uracil, and thymine. All of which have now been detected in meteorite samples from Canada, the US, and Australia. According to NASA astrologists, who supplied three of the meteors for the study, they believe that these findings support the theory that these building blocks of genetic life were delivered to Earth by meteorites from space. The researchers did laboratory experiments to simulate photochemical reactions like those found in space, proving that the nucleobases could be formed in the vacuum of outer space. Now, while this implies that these molecules exist in space, and there is a potential for the distribution of life throughout the known universe, some researchers who were not involved with the study are concerned that the meteorite samples may have been contaminated. They think that these organic compounds may have contaminated the meteorite samples upon entry into the Earth's atmosphere or in their subsequent landings on terrestrial soil. So, the question still remains, did life start in outer space? I'll leave you to think about that until next week. Thanks so much for joining me for Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. We will, of course, always have three chances for new content each week. Me on Mondays at 3 p.m. 6 Pacific, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Wednesdays with Bonnie Burkert with Truth Be Told Transformations at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And of course, Tony Sweet with the original Truth Be Told on Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And as usual, if you need more information, visit us online, www.truthbetoldworldwide.com. And until next time, stay true.